where the Gospels have led us along in this journey of Lent. So let's go back to those first two Sundays in Lent. Remember, the first one is the testing of Jesus, the temptation of Jesus. And then the next Sunday is the transfiguration of Jesus. In a sense, those two Gospels act as bookends to the entire Easter season, from a time of testing to a time of triumph. Those two kind of sketch out for us where we're going during this entire season. But then things change. These last three Sundays have been different. These last three Sundays, well, this year that we're reading from the Gospel of Matthew, right? But during these three Sundays, we hear from John's Gospel. We hear the three great conversion stories of the woman at the well, the man born blind, and what we heard today, the raising of Lazarus. We hear those because they're specified for this year, but in the other years, we can also hear them if there are people preparing for baptism at the Easter Vigil, people known as the elect. Because these stories of conversion, are meant to assist the elect as they prepare for baptism. And we have some of the elect with us here today. We have Nikita and Sophia, Barbara, Patrick, and Alexander. All right, so they will be baptized during the Easter season. They are the elect. There's more of the elect at the 11:30. And this period of these last 3 weeks are characterized by what's called the scrutiny rites. The scrutiny in the sense of examining themselves, scrutinizing themselves, preparing themselves for baptism. And these stories are meant to assist us in that preparation. But it's not just about the elect. I'd like to do a little survey now. How many of you remember your baptism? Do you all have sore arms today? How many of you remember your baptism? We had one here. We have a couple. All right. Here's the challenge. Lent, fundamentally, is about preparing for baptism. And the problem is that most of us have no recollection, like these folks will, of making that decision of moving towards baptism. So Lent, in a very profound way, is not just about the elect preparing for baptism. It is about all of us recalling baptism and trying to figure out what baptism might mean for us now. And so those stories from John are not just for the elect. They are for all of us as we prepare for Easter and think about what that baptism into new life means for us. There are many different ways to look at these three stories. They're almost like little plays. They're certainly short stories, right? And there are many different aspects to them. But one aspect that they all share is coming to belief. In today's gospel, Martha says, "I have come to believe that you are the Christ. I have come to believe." These aren't stories of like the conversion of Paul, where he gets knocked down on his way to Damascus and suddenly everything makes sense. They are stories like Martha gives voice to, "I have come to believe." How have you come to belief? Believe. Belief is central to the Gospel of John. In some ways, in fact, the Gospel states that it is written so that you might believe. If you were not around when Jesus was around, John writes this Gospel so that you may come to belief. In today's Gospel alone, we hear the word believe 6 times. But one way to look at these three stories, particularly for the elect, but for all of us thinking about what baptism means, is to see them as challenges to our belief. What are the challenges that are posed to our belief as we prepare for baptism, as we recall what that baptism means for us? So let's take a look at the three stories. The woman at the well. The woman at the well is different from Jesus, right? She is a Samaritan. She has been married 5 times. Samaritans and Jews do not mix. She says, "How dare you ask me, a Samaritan, to do something?" It's about the way differences can challenge our belief, that somehow people who are different are not part of that belief. They're on the outside. Differences, the outsiders, what they challenge us with. In fact, what she challenged Jesus with. So there is the challenge to belief by those people we think are outsiders, we think are beyond belief. last week, the man born blind is about the way, the kind of resistance one encounters on the way to belief. The man born blind is rejected by his neighbors, rejected by his family, rejected by the religious authorities. And it is only Jesus who finds him and says, and the blind man born blind still doesn't know who it is because he never saw Jesus, and he comes to belief in Jesus. So there are the resistances of the outsiders, the resistance of resistance, and then today we come to probably the ultimate challenge to belief. Death. John's Gospel, and particularly this part of John's Gospel, some say was written at that time at the end of the first generation of Christians, when that first generation of Christians was beginning to die off. And there was a crisis, a profound crisis in Christianity, because they had assumed that Jesus was coming back before they would die. But they were beginning to die off, and Jesus wasn't there. So the words that we heard from Martha and Mary are not just from Martha and Mary, they are from that entire generation of Christians. Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. Lord, if you would have been here, my brothers and sisters would not have died. The challenge to their belief of the encountering death in their midst, death without the Lord coming back. And the story of Lazarus is a story, in a sense, is kind of a preview of what's going to be happening at Easter, isn't it? It is a story about how the resistance to belief that death can be is overcome by Jesus himself. That death is conquered by Jesus. That this resistance that we have to belief gives way in light of what Jesus can do. So, as the elect prepare for baptism during the Easter season, as we all recall our baptism and what it might mean for us, it might be good to think about how we rise to those resistances that we encounter as we come to belief, like the woman at the well, like the man born blind, like Martha. What are those resistances? How do we rise to them? Or put better, not how we rise to them, but how do we let the Lord arise in us to those challenges to belief that we encounter day in and day out, and do we really let the Lord arise in us?